Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and this is my post-Christmas boo on the 29th of December 2012. And in this boo, I shall be talking about family get-togethers, hiking, and attempted suicide. So quite a lot to pack in, really. Well, let's begin, shall we? On the 22nd of December, Kate Sparkle here on Audio Boo FM, my partner, came up to my house to see me. Kate was dropping off her children at their father's house and had a little bit of time at Christmas, child-free. And this is mixed blessings for any parent. We know this is mixed blessings. It's nice to have the time to ourselves, but at Christmas we want to be with our family, so it's always difficult. And I understand this, having children myself and also being a single father. You know, the children have their mother, and you know what I mean by this anyway. So it can be difficult. However, Kate came here and we had a good time for a couple of days. It was my daughter's birthday on the 23rd of December. She became 16. Became 16? That sounds a bit rubbish, doesn't it? She was 16. It was her 16th birthday. And she had a great time with that. And so we had a little bit of time, myself and Kate. And then on the 24th of December, Christmas Eve, after I'd finished work, we went down to Oxford, to Oxfordshire, to Kate's area, to spend Christmas there, a few days there. And that was lovely. Christmas Day, we spent with Kate's family, mother and father and brother. Wonderful experience, great people. And we had Christmas dinner and spent the day together, playing games and having a laugh and watching a bit of TV. All the usual stuff on Christmas, but it's really nice to do that. It's really nice to have that family get together, you know. I've not had a family get together myself for a long time. I've been separated and divorced for 10 years. The only time I've spent with other people at Christmas is with my children or with my mother at the time and children. And so to have anything extended beyond that, it was great for me. It was nice to experience Christmas and have somebody else do Christmas, if you like. And we had a great dinner, lots of food, lots of company, lots of laughs, and it was a wonderful day. And on Boxing Day, we sort of planned to go for a walk, Kate and I. We had the day to ourselves. And we were looking forward to that. And but I got up reasonably early. I'm not a late sleeper. I don't like lying in. Kate's very good at that side of things. It's where we complement each other, I like to say. I'm an early riser, Kate isn't. And those two things combined are great. I got up a little earlier, I think, than was warranted. However, we got up and we decided to go out. I wanted to go to the shop called Go Outdoors to have a look at what was available. Not to buy, just to see what's around. And we'll tie that in with a walk, take the dog out, and possibly a drink at a pub. So we got up and we finally went out. And I went to Go Outdoors, a bit of time there. Went for a walk, although the weather was pretty appalling. It was raining and we were walking down the side of a canal. I can't remember the name of the place we went to, but we stopped off at a pub by the side of the canal. And we had a glass of mulled wine. Well, it was a mug of mulled wine. It was very nice, actually. One of the better mugs I've had. Better mulled wines I've had this year. Some have been very sickly sweet. But anyway, this was lovely. So that warmed us up. And we decided we'd walk back to the car. We cut the walk short. The weather was terrible. And we came home. And probably in hindsight, it would have been best just to stay in for that day and just sit and relax and vegetate. Kate had worked very hard over Christmas. And I perhaps should have thought a little bit more about that. Though Kate, in all fairness to myself, did want to go for a walk. I just think perhaps staying in that day would have been better for both of us. It wouldn't cause any problems or anything. It's just in hindsight, you know. And then on the 27th of December, we had some friends come over. We'd invited some friends of ours, Nina and Fiona. I think that both of them are here on Audio Boo. And they're certainly on Twitter. And I've met these girls before. And I recently took part in their post wedding ceremony celebrations. They had a civil partnership on the 12th of December. And I went over with another friend of mine on the 15th to celebrate that and go for a walk. And so by way, they invited Kate over, but Kate couldn't make it. So we decided we'd invite them to us. And they came along and we invited Phil Sorrell, who is Daylight Gambler here on Audio Boo too. But unfortunately, Phil couldn't make it. He was suffering with his back. And I'm hoping you're a lot better, Phil. I'm hoping that's resolved itself. But it was deemed wise that Phil didn't travel really and just rested. And a disappointment for all of us in the sense that we couldn't be together, but we'll be together again in the future. So that's okay. So we had a great time with Nina and Fiona. We went for a walk in a place called, I think it's called Uffington or Uffingham. It's where there's a white horse, chalk white horse in the hillside in that area. So that's where we went for a walk, and we met up with a guy called Ryan, who isn't on Audioboo, but he is on Twitter as Skeptical Geek. And I've met Ryan once before, and he's Kate's friend. And indeed, all of us friends now. We've all made friends, so that's great. And we had a lovely time, a lovely walk in the hills. And we came back, myself, Kate, Nina and Fiona came back. Ryan had to go home. We came back and had lunch. We had a lovely ham. Kate had made this ham. It's a speciality, I think, in a cherry Coke, cooked in cherry Coca-Cola. I'd never heard of this before, but apparently it's one of Nigella's recipes, and it was absolutely lovely. It was a beautiful, beautiful meal, and enjoyed that tremendously. Oh, and that reminds me, on the Christmas Day evening, Kate had also done this thing with some brie. She'd got a big circle of brie, crisscrossed it, put some garlic in it and a little bit of olive oil, and baked it in the oven for a quarter of an hour, and dipping hot bread, hot rolls into this melted brie, garlic brie. Oh, to die for. I'm going to make that myself. It was gorgeous. So thanks for that, Kate. I learned quite a lot, actually. So that was on the 27th, the walk with the girls. And then on the 28th, we came back up to my place. Kate was picking up the boys. And I was left with the dog because I'm looking after Kate's dog for a while, Molly. And that's a good opportunity because I like dogs. My cat doesn't. So my cat's very put out at the moment. She's a house cat and it's raining and she's outside because she won't come in while she knows the dog's here, unless I drag her in. She's fed, so that's okay. She'll find her own space. But I can't have a dog of my own until my remaining cat does pass away. But I have been thinking about getting a dog. So having a dog here for a few days, and she's lying next to me as I'm booing on the settee, actually. She's a beagle and she's a lovely thing. She really is, aren't you, Molly? Snoozing away. We went for a walk this morning for about an hour. We were going to go for a lot longer, but the rains came down and we were both soaked and Molly was shivering. So I came home, dried her off and dried myself off, and she stood in front of my fire. I have a gas fire, and she was in there and I could smell her burning. Kate, don't worry, she wasn't really burning. It was just a dog smell as she was drying off. But then she did move quite sharply away. I think the heat was getting through her fur. But Kate was here once with my cat, and my cat goes in front of the gas fire, and her tail gets so close, it goes through the bars. And my cat did once have a tail catch on fire. I was here, so I was able to put it out. But she's a bit daft like that. But the dog was getting steaming, I should say. But she's fine. So that gave me an opportunity to look after the dog for a while. But before I went away, I had a text message from my brother. Now, I don't hear from my younger brother at all. We're not close in that sense. We're chalk and cheese in characters, and this doesn't bode well for a good relationship. Although, you know, he's my brother and that's fine, but we don't have a close relationship. He lives his life, I live mine. But I got a text from him asking me if this was still my number. I knew it was from him because although I don't have his number, he signed off bro. The only person that calls me bro is my younger brother. I have sisters and other brothers, but they don't call me bro. So I knew it was from him, and he asked me if I wanted a lodger. So I knew something was up. Either he wanted me to put him up, or he wanted me to put a friend of his up. But my first instinct proved to be correct. He's having difficulties at home. He's married and they have children, though they're not his children, they're her children. That doesn't mean anything. They've been together a long time, but they're having difficulties. And on Christmas Eve, he moved out and I left a key for him because, like I say, I was down in Oxford. I'd gone to Oxford on Christmas Eve, but this text came through beforehand. So I'd arranged with him to leave a key for him so he had somewhere to go. But had I have known the depths of his despair on this, I probably wouldn't have gone to Oxford. But God moves in mysterious ways, because although I was concerned about my brother while I was away, and in fact we all have concerns over Christmas, you know, Kate was having concerns because the boys were away, and so we all have these little things in the back of our minds, but we all had a good Christmas, so I'm glad about that. But whilst I was away, my brother decided that the solution to his problems would be a terminal one. Luckily, it wasn't, and there's nothing I could do. I was miles away. I came back. I'm sorting a room out for him today. He's at my mother's house at the moment. She's not there either, but all his stuff is there. So he's flitting between mine and hers, but he's going to be staying here. I have the room, my mother doesn't, and so he's going to be my lodger. I'm going to put him up until he gets on his feet again, gets his life into some sort of order. And we shall talk through that. We had a good chat yesterday, and maybe it's an opportunity for us to build some bridges, although that's not my prerequisite here. It's just to take, you know, give him somewhere to stay, really. It's a difficult one, because my brother would only ask me for help if he's really desperate, because he's asked me for help a lot of it during his life, and he knows as well as I do, he's not always able to give help when it's needed. I'm not saying anything negative against him here, and certainly nothing that he wouldn't mind me saying. He's matured a lot over the past few years, I give him that. But we are different characters. My brother's generous in many, many ways, in far more ways than I am, actually. He has a generosity, but it's... Anyway, so I'm putting him up, and we're going to see how that works for a while, and hopefully we can either he can resolve his relationship problems out with his wife, or we can sort him out with accommodation elsewhere. But while he's on his own, and Christmas has been a little bit rough for him in that sense, because he's had no one. I wasn't here, his mum wasn't around, and so, like I say, he went for this measure. This action that luckily failed, so I can keep an eye on him now. I shall wring his neck if he tries it again, I'll tell you. So yes, but a good Christmas. I mean, I'm talking about this at the end of the boo. We try to make our boos interesting, and I don't want to sensationalise anything, but it's all part and parcel of my Christmas, and I don't mind sharing that, and my brother won't mind me sharing it. I've discussed this with him, that this is what I do, part of what I do on the social networks. Sometimes I talk about myself in a little bit more detail, and I did ask him if I was able to talk about this, and he said it's fine, that nobody knows who he is, he's, you know, that's fine, and so I was able to do that, and that's fine. But yes, Christmas has been a good Christmas. It's been eventful, and I'm looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, I should probably give my brother a few pounds so he can go off to the pub and drown his sorrows, because I know he likes New Year's Eve anyway. And he can go away and be with his friends in a pub, and he has no money at the moment. And so I shall help out there, getting some food in, and I'm looking forward to it, really. It'd be nice. It's going to be interesting. I have a dog, I have my brother, and for a guy that lives alone with a cat, it's a big change, and I'm looking forward to what those changes bring. So all of you, I hope you've all had a good Christmas. I hope it's been eventful, although I don't wish upon anybody the kind of events that my brother's gone through, although I know other people have suffered too. So let's hope the new year is better for all of us, and I wish you all a happy new year, and I will boo soon. But for now, take care, and as always, if applicable, God bless you.